in 48 County. I'll be 10:15 back to 175 with one adult female from OSU Medical Center.
Starting miles.
Starting mileage is 79421.
Your same voting then.
Lincoln, 498, Edward Paul Lincoln, 498.
North Denver Avenue, 2745 North Denver Avenue break.
Adam, 321.
C, Birdie Knight. Reference brother's ex-girlfriend, Matilda Sean Roberts, black female, 28 years old, keeps texting and calling caller about child in caller's custody. Caller advised she needs to speak with an officer for fear of the child not being fed. It's 1640.
We're Beth 27.
6040.
Massillon County, does have traffic?
Do we have him switch over?
He's trying to give me a 21.
Okay.
Correct.
You said you can give him a 21.
Correct.
Copy.
44.
44.
Could you show us at destination and our miles are 361904?
Copy at destination, it's 41.
Copies. Seizure.
I have DHS public service. Do you want it to your work or personal?
My work.
Yes. Come through.
Yep, I believe it did come through.
Yep.
Here we go, back 10-4.
Toyota, 100 South Belfast.
Henry 324, can I report your report, please?
024-025-971.
George 3, when we put
Muskogee Nation, George 8, Adam 19 on the call. 10-4.
10-353, can I get a tray for this? You don't need to read it.
Ida 353, 10-4, it's on your call. Caller does not want to be seen, said a black Dodge Ram, Ida Nora George, 979, hit a gray or brown truck, so the Dodge Ram took off northbound on Mingo Road. The gray or brown truck is still at the location at 1644. Backer, Baker 305 quarterback, disturbance at City Park, 6139 West 11th Place, 6139 West 11 Place break.
Baker 304, I'm looking good.
See Michelle Gorey, said a black female wearing a purple or pink shirt, black pants, was kicking her door, twisting her doorknob, and is now in the parking lot. Caller thinks possibly messing with her vehicle, said she has no clue who the subject is or why she won't leave her alone. No visible weapons at 6045.
Union 70, dispatch.
Union 70.
Are you able to run that tag on that suspect vehicle? I think Owens is down for us.
Let me check with teletype. One moment.
Back in service on the radio in our first in. And ladder 125.
That is affirmative.
Copy that. Thank you.
Go ahead, traffic.
44, could you show us on staff delay?
Copy, 44.
Information on the call.
Speaking to a Dennis Worley out of Tulsa, 1338 South 73 East Avenue.
What's that, Mary Nanny?
Yeah, Mary 90 dispatch, you can show all of the other units that were out at 233 South 89th East Avenue, 10-8 and 10-7.
10-4.
Seaver 372,
10-59. Seaver 372. 5300 South Yale, Lincoln, Henry, Charlie, 775, all of us.
1648 hours.
Adam 305, today.
Adam 305, 10-4.
In 4. Victor 343, do I need to start another traffic unit to you for that, or?
Yeah, there's one available. Not a field officer.
at 9200 westbound Bergener Expressway.
Frank 49, if nobody's available, I'll work it.
10-4. Never.
Fifty-four.
Heard transporting one non-emergent to St. John, Tulsa.
Yes, ma'am, you have clear scene. Patient care, hand it over to 54.
Copy, I've got you clear. Take it to the post in Kellyville.
To post.
Hey, right through 14-10-4.
Adam 05 in a backer. Adam 305 quarterback. Check subject 1500 North Harvard Avenue. 1500 North Harvard Avenue break.
Adam 301.
Adam 305.
Caller does not want to be seen. Advise 3 to 4 minute time lapse. A white male, 50s to 60s. White or gray hair. Navy hat. White shirt with cut off sleeves. Black shorts. Is yelling and looks possibly lost. Caller thinks he's a veteran. Last seen in this area is 1652.
Mary Hill Fire Department, stand by for a medical at the Old Fire Station House, 5716 West 60th Street. Superior Fire Department, medical emergency. Old Fire Station House, 5716 West 60th Street, 5716 West 60th Street. That page 929.
Threatening with it, walking on caller's property, refusing to leave after being asked.
Show us 207 area.
10-4.
Adam 321-97.
10-4. Henry 313 in the backer. Henry 313, quarterback, shooting the Natalie Building, 6475 South Yale, 6475 South Yale Avenue, break. Second floor, he told her to call the police, there had been a shooting, break. Caller had no additional information. We have another caller on the line saying that there's a shooter in the building. Break. Additional caller advised second floor, pod F Frank. Second floor, pod F Frank. Caller advised it was one of the patients in the room with the doctor.
I don't know if there's any injuries, breaks. Third caller heard shots, didn't see anything, was told it was a black male with a white hat inside the building somewhere against the floor of the Warren building. We 1064 all sides, 1654 hours.
Of Hartshorn Insurance's advisory.
We're in front of Southfield Avenue. We are getting reports there is an active shooter inside of the Natalie building. They were informed the caller was on a video chat with a doctor on the second floor, and he advised that there is a shooter inside and there's been shots heard.
I'm on the porch out front.
Highway 51, just west of 417th.
Have you back?
They wanted to.
They can get sick.
104. If you would, will you advise on that shit again? Yeah, sure.
Junior, what was the address?
It would be 6475 South Yale Avenue, 6475 South Yale Avenue, is the Natalie building.
I copy that, thank you.
Neither one of us have a shield.
311, I'm at 51st and Yale, I got one. Is this the one where the entrance faces south?
Yeah. Guys, we get enough guards there if we can start trying to cover all the exits.
Give us the description.
I'm about to make that assignment at 64th and Yale.
Engine 23, ladder 23 on scene. I'll be staging outside.
Copy, engine 23, ladder 23 on scene. Staging outside. Go ahead and switch over to G. George. Make the assignment on the possible active shooter at the Natalie building, 6475 South Yale, 6475 South Yale Avenue. All companies on the 64th and Yale assignment, go to G. George. Go to G. George, map pages 1330.
Lives in the neighborhood.
10-4, thank you.
One till clear 1657 hours.
Dark blue jacket carrying a rifle.
10-9.
Suspects wearing a black or dark blue jacket carrying a rifle.
Okay, we're going to have to clear this.
Black male, tall, skinny, dark blue or black jacket, blue jeans, and the gun is going to be a rifle.
Yep, we copy. Crossfire.
Squad 3-2, I copy on the assignment 645, go to G, George.
Those first few people, if they're going in, what's the breaching point? And after they go in, anybody else is going to be on B.
Alright, F-34 White exam room. After shots fired, we see blood on the ground.
I want to say this is a legit active shooter.
Stay here a moment.
Yeah. We had a shots fired inside the building. We're going to make entry.
Okay, shut up. Get off the radio. Bring the shield. You're going to see McQuigg. And you're going to see us. We're going to have to get in this door. I don't know if it's him, but I can see blood and I can hear somebody moaning.
Zero, ladder 20, ladder 29 and squad 32.
King
48, 10-7. King 48,
1701. St. Francis. I'm sure they take him. We have multiple victims.
Temple. We got exit out of this building on the north side of the building. We have three down, one's dead. We need an exit on the third floor on the north side of this building.
Number.
Count on a point.
George Finn, 1702.
George Finn, Paul, Adam, Robert, Jamer, Al. First name, Derek. Evans, Robert, Ida, King. Middle name, Thomas, Tom, Ocean, Mary, Adam, Sam. 1994, 128.
King George Finn.
I'm just an 8.
10-4, thank you.
Union 53 dispatch, any available Gilcrease units not currently on a high priority call need to be en route to Francis.
That's 312 bunker out. Union 371, same. I got another shield.
104 already en route.
Different.
323 copy.
4, I am being advised shooter's possibly down.
Yeah. And 4.
Yeah, it was 30, remember your G.
Copy.
Frank 317, I'll be at OMG.
10-4.
And up towards the lobby, and then let us know.
Bobby, the DOA that we're out with has a rifle and a handgun in the DOA.
After that, we're just clearing this up here to make sure on the second floor.
Henry 39, I have a team. We are clearing each office on the east side of the building on floor 2. We're clearing the east hallway.
Here 344. Zebra 372 and Ida 344. We have, or 334, we have what we think is the west hallway. How's the wounded that's,
Ida 304, you get your EVA. Ida 304 said it's EVA.
Disregard.
Jerry 30.
Six, six, off, also been route.
Shooter's DOA. Shooter's DOA. Need officer to shut down the exits just in case there's another suspect in here that we haven't cleared yet, Bray. We've got multiple agencies, 97. I need somebody from command staff.
Young 50, I'm 97. I am on Yale, and I need to know where we need, or do you have an idea where to set up the command post at?
In front of the Natalie building, if you can get to it. The address, it's where EOC Sports is, second floor, and we do have multiple people down.
Okay, copy. In front of the Natalie building, is that, would that be on the north side of the building or the south side of the building?
Zebra 40, I am on the south side of the building. The large glass round building on the south side. We're getting officers stationed here now, and we also have fire insurance here.
Okay, I think I see you right now. I'm trying to make my way to you.
Especially on 50. And as of I, they have multiple units, but they are not entering at this time until we secure the building. Is there a location that officers can bring wounded individuals?
I don't have that information yet. I think what I'm going to tell you to do right now is to stage EMSA on Yale. We need to block, and I think it is blocked right now, northbound Yale at, what is it, 63rd, 64th Street. And we'll start staging EMSA and medical on Yale in the northbound lanes.
10-4.
Sabre 5397.
Yale Command, go ahead.
Yes, sir. CPD's waving at us, and they got a triage area set up here towards the front. We'll establish triage right down here in front of the Natalie building.
The engine 2-8 is setting a triage in front of the Natalie building.
That's from the...
My understanding is our shooter is down, and if somebody is going to tell me different, I want to know that now. She can stay where she's at and tell her to wait for officers to come get to her.
Zebra 372, I concur with that. We have multiple civilians here that we're trying to make sure they're not going to move.
Okay, Young 50, I've got 20-plus Tulsa firefighters that are staged at the ground floor on the south side of the Natalie building, and we're just going to keep them there. Paul Madden, Take control. Hylus, take control of these firemen. Tell them to hold right here until we give them further directions and have them rally here, right? Okay, was it Henry 30? Give me somebody that's inside the building right now that can coordinate efforts from the ground floor going up.
Henry 49, I'm trying to do that. I need EMS up here now. Like now.
Okay, tell us again where you're at, and I'll start fire to you. Paul Madden, coordinate getting a couple fire guys to go to where he's telling you to go.
Up the elevator, make a left. You go left through the hallways. We've got multiple down.
Out of 49, send fire up to the second floor. We have the second floor secured.
2473, the intended targets of the OA and exam room F4, Frank 4.
Henry 331, where do you want us to send survivors, citizens to?
Let's hold people in place right now if we can, guys. Let's make sure that we get medical in, get that covered first, and then we'll start dealing with people that are able to move.